The idea of preserving this piece of property in Chapel Hill is not new. Not only did South Creek include it in the earliest stages of the project proposal to the town, but its predecessor, Obie Creek, also planned to keep the 80 acres from being developed. Part of that is because of the challenging topography and the nature of constructing right next to a creek. But according to Beau Howes of the Triangle Land Conservancy, there are also many natural reasons to preserve the property too.
It is at a lot of what we call in the industry conservation value. It has a nice stream. It has a bunch of mature hardwood trees. It does not have a tremendous amount of invasive species. So it's attractive from a conservation perspective, but it's also not particularly attractive from a development perspective.
Stephen Dubb, the principal architect and president of Beechwood Homes, says the Triangle Land Conservancy was always the top option for his company to partner with and own the land, saying the preservation becoming official is, quote, the best possible outcome. The deal was brokered through the Conservation Fund, a national organization that worked to secure grant funding from the North Carolina Land and Water Fund and pay Beechwood for the parcel. While keeping the land out of its development area was part of the plan from the start in 2021, Dubb says, the deal took years to complete as both sides did their due diligence and environmental checks.
Everything takes time, unfortunately. But we really started this process as soon as we got the approvals for South Creek, because it's such an important part of the value proposition that we're putting forward with the South Creek community. That's why we really drove so hard to get this done as quickly as possible.
The mixed-use neighborhood aims to bring nearly 800 residential units to the Chapel Hill community, most of which will be for sale. Dubb says despite it being a big neighborhood, the nature preserve will be another feature that South Creek will offer to the whole community. In addition to several businesses and restaurants that are set to move in, the developers hope a public access point to a trail system will be a key feature to draw visitors in. To Dubb, it will be, quote, the perfect marriage between nature and master-planned development.
We want our residents to be able to enjoy the views from their side of the creek, and so we've designed the site plans to sort of maximize views from our homes of the preserve, but we've also designed access both for our residents and for the general public. Come and park in front of the retail area. There's going to be sort of a green plaza there next to some restaurants, and from that plaza, you can take a pathway down to the bridge over the creek.
Howes says what is atypical in the partnership with Beechwood Homes is the developer's willingness to help with the amenities and access to the preserve. Triangle Land Conservancy is leading the design of a sustainable, unpaved trail system that Howes estimates will be roughly 4 miles long. But Beechwood is funding the actual build-out, as well as constructing the bridge across Obie Creek. While this parcel is smaller than other preserves in the Triangle Land Conservancy's portfolio, this much privately owned land being formally preserved within Chapel Hill town limits is rare. Howes is also quick to point out his preference to refer to the partnership with Beechwood as a conservation effort instead of strict preservation.
You know, the goal is not to have this space be exactly as it is now. The goal is for it to be not further developed. So what I am excited about is that this 80-acre parcel will be a green space that people can use and get to quickly and easily from a fairly large piece of the population in Chapel Hill.
While there is no immediate timeline on when the conserved lands trails will be ready for the public, it will likely come around the same time South Creek's other amenities are available. Dubb says construction is on schedule for the first wave of buildings at the 40 acres along US 15501.
So 95 Market, which is a rental building along Market Street, we're getting ready to move residents into in September. We're paving our roads now, so you can actually see the pavement as you drive up 15501. We're putting the roof on the Hawthorne, which is our first condominium building, and I'm hoping to move residents in the first quarter of next year, so 2027.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.